It is God's plan for all of us that we may have life, and actually that we may have eternal life. As the Book of Wisdom says, "For God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him." And in order to accomplish his plan for us, the Father sent his Son, Jesus, into the world. We were under the dominion of death until the Lord Jesus freed us by his sacrifice on the cross. This that we see here above the altar, the crucifix, is the price of our salvation, the ransom that had to be paid so that we could be set free from the power of eternal death. And now we can truly live free and hopeful that we will be, that we will continue enjoying the gift of life into eternity as well. Before his passion, death, and resurrection, however, the Lord healed many people. And every time the Lord freed someone from any affliction, any illness, he anticipated that way the time when we would be set free from the power of death by his cross. In the gospel for today, for instance, we find a woman that had been afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. Blood is a symbol of life, and the absence of blood, an indicator of death. This woman had been losing blood for 12 years, and that is, she had been dying. She had been under the dominion of death for 12 years. That is what losing blood in Scripture represents. The woman, however, had faith. And so she dared to approach the one she knew could free her from her affliction, from the dominion of death, and give her life. And the Lord, of course, restores her to health. And he goes a step beyond that. He wants to meet her. And so he asks, "Who touched me?" He wants her to follow him so that she can enjoy health, yes, but also the ultimate freedom that he will win for her on the cross, a freedom from the power of death. And the Lord also wants each one of us to enjoy this freedom from death already on this earth and in the life to come. Here on earth, death manifests itself in many ways: divisions, anger, grudges, violence, brother against his brother, and so forth. And in order for us to enjoy freedom from that, It is important that we want to be set free, like the woman in the gospel, from these and other manifestations of death today. The Lord wants to bring health and restoration to our hearts, to our relationships, to our families, to our work environments, to our schools, so that we may have life. And again, he only hopes that we approach him with confidence, like the woman in the gospel did, asking for health, for life. So that is life here on earth. And how can we benefit from the gift of eternal life that the Lord also offers us, and that he obtained for us by his death on the cross? Only if we stay in relationship with him through the church and live as his faithful ones. There is a prayer that is said at every funeral mass, or at every mass for the dead, which I believe beautifully summarizes our belief in the gift of life that he won for us. The prayer says, "In the Lord, the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life has changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven." In a few minutes, many of us will not just touch the Lord's cloak like the woman did in the gospel. Instead, we will be receiving the very own body and blood of the Lord in the Eucharist. So my invitation this morning is that we may live that moment with the same faith and eagerness that the woman in the gospel had in approaching Jesus, asking him for health, for life, in abundance on this earth and in the life to come. A gift that he wants to give to those who approach him with confidence and faith.